This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. See, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. You know, I got this theory, right, that they're pushing Joe Biden out the door. So, we all know who George Soros is, all of us. Remember this, George Soros is old. How old is George Soros? Well, you know those, what do you call that area right underneath your eyes? Chris, is there a word for that right underneath your eyes? The baggies. We do need women around here to tell us these things. Anyway, you know the bags under your eyes? The last time I saw George Soros, his looked like some mostly deflated water balloons. They were hanging down just below his jaw, I think. George Soros is really old. Alex Soros is not. He has a son. Alex Soros, I don't even think he's 40. If he is, he's barely 40. He's 39, 40. And he's taking over the family business. He is in charge of billions of dollars. Last I saw, it was $25 billion. They are going to be sinking these evil commie trash bags. That's what they're going to be sinking into this presidential race. Well, not presidential race, sorry. The 2024 races of various kinds. He went and met with Kamala Harris at her private residence. I'm telling you. The movers and shakers are out there trying to get things done. 877-377-4373. Cindy, Wisconsin. Go, Cindy.
Hey, Jesse. I had two comments, but now I have to give a third and a fourth. Very brief. First one is, you look like you just escaped from prison with that cut. I think you might do better to go all bald. Go chrome dome. I'm serious. I look at you, I think prison escaping.
Okay.
That's what I think. Okay. Okay. Second one is, well, I'm switching things around. I'm sorry, Call Screener, you brought this on after Mr. Call Screener, but the Phil Collins thing, I'm sorry, it's bust. Phil Collins sucks. I don't care what song, okay? But the big drums, now maybe it's because I was married to a musician and my ex-husband used to play over and over and over and over the same song. I could pull my hair out. So anyway, we got divorced and it was better. So that's that. The third one is, I'm doing my point. I'm disabled, so it's hard for me to do my part, a lot of it, for the cause. But I was in the gas station the other day, and there's, I live in way northern Wisconsin, very touristy area. So like the Quick Trip is, I'm sure you've got a huge gas station that has food and stuff. You know, huge places packed, you know, trucks. They mostly here have Minneapolis and Illinois license plates, but people that own cabins here or come up for the lakes or whatever. Anyway, so it's Memorial Day, they're heading home, and I'm wobbling in because I'm in so much pain. But again, I'm not fat, so I'll just give you this, not for being fat. Anyway, so wobbling, I'm getting ready to wobble out. Nobody wears masks up here. I mean, nobody. And there's two guys right behind me. And do they offer to help me, of course, with my heavy stuff? I had to get eyes because I was putting up cord. Anyway, do they offer to help me? Oh, heavens no. But it's a guy in his late 30s and a teenage son, and they're both wearing masks. And I was in clear pain, and I turned around and saw them. And I looked straight in the eyes of the dad, and I started laughing. I could almost not stop laughing. So there you go. I'm doing my part to ridicule.
Yes. Yes. It is time to bully. We must bring back the appropriate social shame system in this country, because our current social shame system is all out of whack. Cindy is doing her part. 877-377-4373. You want some great news? Miami-Dade School Board rejects LGBTQ month for the second year. That's the Miami-Dade School Board. You see, people became activists in Miami-Dade, and they chose to take over their school board and now their children are no longer being waterboarded with rainbow propaganda for a month a year. Why? Because they didn't read the latest news stories, gnash their teeth and scream and yell and give up, and nothing matters without Trump. They dug in and turned their anger into activism. That's what we need to do. Anger into activism. How many kids in the Miami-Dade school area are going to have better lives now because parents, normal people, turn their anger into activism? That's what we have to do. I friggin' love it. That's what we have to do. It's what we have to do to primary compromised Republicans like Ken
Buck.
Right
now, I'm not convinced that that evidence exists, and I'm not supporting an impeachment inquiry.
Yeah. Anyway. 877-377-4373. Dear Oracle, I apologize if you've addressed this on the air, but I'm very interested in your thoughts. Was 9/11 an inside job, in your opinion? Being a veteran like myself, I personally don't think it was. Rubs me the wrong way when people say it is. I'm not saying they handled everything perfectly, so on and so forth. No. No, I'll never believe that. But at the same time, I've said this before, and this is going to be our problem going forward. Forget about the past, moving forward as a nation. Our problem is going to be the lack of trust and what that means for our country. Because right now, here's what's going on. We're kind of in, you and me, we don't like this government. We don't like all the tyranny. So we're in the fun stage of being rebels. This is the fun stage. Now I won't do this. No, I won't do that. Ha, ha, ha. Take your mask and wipe your rear end with it. We're all having fun with it now, being the fun kind of rebels. But it really is pretty much catastrophic for a nation if a nation's people no longer trust what they hear from any of their institutions. That's a really, really big deal. An extremely big deal. And that's what we have now in this country. So when things like 9/11 happen, or when we look back on something terrible like 9/11, going forward, I'm going to have more and more sympathy than I've ever had for people who think they're being lied to by all of their institutions, because we've all been lied to by all of our institutions. What do you expect me to get? Like the guy asking about UFOs and stuff like that. Well, what do you expect me to do? Sit up here right now and tell you CIA wouldn't lie to you? FBI wouldn't lie to you? FBI lies to you on a regular basis, all the time. Oh, white supremacists are the biggest terrorist threat. FBI lies for a living. Military wouldn't lie to you? Military lies all the time. Pentagon, all these people. So I sympathize now with any theory anyone may have on this stuff. Bob, Tampa, go.
Hey, man, I'm calling you about the Tucker Carlson, Larry Sinclair interview. You been getting any feedback from listeners about that yet?
No, it wasn't my interview. Jay, New Jersey, go.
Yeah, hi, Jesse. I just want to know your thoughts about that communist scumbag journalist who stormed out of the interview upon being confronted with evidence of the Biden family treasonous activities.
Yeah, that is Chris. If you wouldn't mind, will you grab the audio of that? His name is Philip Bump. Philip Bump. I swear on my life, that's his real name. I know. Philip Bump is not only a communist, he works for probably the most despicable news organization in the country. If you ask people what they think, what's the most despicable news organization in the country? You will normally hear one of two things: the New York Times and CNN. And if you believe either one of those are the worst, that's a totally valid belief. They are despicable, horrible. Anything horrible you say about those people is fine. People do not realize how truly gross the Washington Post is. It's every bit as evil and dishonest as Pravda ever was in the Soviet Union. It's really bad. Remember when that ISIS dude when he got gunned down, he actually blew himself up? And the Washington Post immediately ran with a headline describing him as an austere religious scholar. Like, this, it's an anti-American despicable publication. Well, I'm going to play you, in case you haven't heard it, what Philip Bump just went through on this podcast. I'll play that for you in a second, then we'll get back to these. 877-377-4373. Before we get back to these, remember, There's always a benefit. Always a benefit. A bonus, if you will, if you call in on your Pure Talk phone. Because we want to know, we want to spread the word, don't we? That you actually don't have to send your money every month to some dirtball commie mobile company. You don't have to. People think they do. Well, I got to have Verizon. I got to have AT&T. I got to have T-Mobile. Jesse, I need the service. Service? Pure Talk's on the exact same 5G network as one of the big guys. What do you mean you need the service? It's all right there. All you have to do is pick up your cell phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You know what that'll get you? A free 5G Samsung Galaxy right now when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data. #250, say Jesse Kelly, 10 minutes on the phone speaking to an American who speaks English. How about that? Go now. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And speaking of losing trust in institutions, I have a couple other things I want to get to before I get back to these calls and stuff like that. But I want to play something for you. The guy referenced an interview. Washington Post has a guy who writes for them. His name is Philip Bump. I'm going to let this whole thing play in its entirety. Chris dug it up for you. Philip Bump is sitting down for a podcast interview with some guy. The guy asks him some very basic questions. Listen to how it goes. Chris, take it away.
What do you take from the text message to his adult daughter, Hunter's text message, that I have to give 50% of my income to Pop?
I have no idea what that means. I don't. I have no idea what that means.
Well, it's
I know. It's circumstantial evidence, and you prefer that.
No, what could it mean?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Has anybody asked her?
I don't know.
Don't you think somebody should ask her?
Okay. I just said I don't know, and I don't know what to make of it, so I have nothing to say about it. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, but you say there's no evidence, but then there's a text message where he says, I give Pop 50% of my money. That's evidence.
Okay, well, fine.
So
it's evidence. I appreciate you having me on.
Who do you think is being more? I listen to that and I'm saying,
I feel you want me to leave, like just walk out in the middle of this because that way you can like.
You can go. Right. Is this a standard, really? This is the way the Washington Post handles people who disagree with them?
Yeah, when I agree to be on for 45 minutes. I get on for an hour and 15. Yeah, that after a while I go.
Go.
Thanks for having
me. He takes off his headphones and he takes off. So you heard, he got asked, okay, what about this? And he could not have been less interested. I don't know what you're talking about. No idea. No, I don't know anything. People have a hard time still. Even most of the right has a hard time wrapping their minds around this. The media is not biased. They're not biased. And we've said these things. I think I had the bumper sticker at one point in time. I don't believe the liberal media. The liberal media. The liberal media. The biased media. The double standard. The hypocrisy. They're not biased. They're on the same team. They're on the same team. This is why I get so incredibly frustrated with all the Republicans, and it's almost all of them now, who are constantly giving time to these people, sitting down with an ABC News reporter, sitting down with a New York Times reporter. Because what I always say, and I say this over and over again, would you sit down and give 2-3 hours of access to the campaign manager for Joe Biden? Would you? Oh, and by the way, the campaign manager for Joe Biden, who you're sitting down with, he gets to edit down your interview and publish what he wants on the TV networks. Would you ever, in a million years, sit down with the campaign manager for Joe Biden? All of them, every single Republican would answer that question, no. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Then why are you sitting down with anybody from the Washington Post, from the New York Times, they're not biased. They're on the same team. Philip Bump, the Washington Post, they don't lean left. They're on the same team. Philip Bump's job is not even to pretend to do actual journalism. Philip Bump's job is to protect his friends and attack his enemies. The friends of the system will be rewarded handsomely in any way he can reward them by Philip Bump so he can keep his system membership card like we talked about extensively last night. And all the friends of Philip Bump will be protected and its enemies will be attacked. That is how it works. That's how communists look at everything. It's never about an issue or a lie or a document or corruption or anything else. It's all friends, it's all allies and enemies. And it frustrates me that so many of our elected officials still do not wrap their minds around this. They still use words like double standard and hypocrisy and all kinds of stuff like this. It, gosh, it drives me freaking crazy. Tony, Tampa, go.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jesse. Let me tell you something, man. If we had a right-wing dictator, we wouldn't have to put up with those Stone Age Marxist Leninist Democrats and Alex Soros. We'd have a 6.5 GDP, and we wouldn't have to put up with those climate jackasses. And we'd have to put up with those, who are those guys? That storyteller garbage? That, you got those guys that are talking to 6- and 7-year-old kids?
Calm down, Tony. You're going to blow a gasket. Catherine, Washington, go.
Kathleen, and I just want to talk about the barrier across the river that the Texas governor has. And if there was a little minnow endangered, he wouldn't have any trouble keeping that barrier.
Andrea, Colorado, go.
I'm just here and thinking about all the homeless.
All right, that'll do with those for tonight. Anyway, you can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Those are for tomorrow. No more calls for tonight. Jesse, I am so disturbed that January 6 people were being sent to prison for years. There's a human being behind each one of these sentences. We know the communists don't care about human beings. Who's helping them? Can anyone help them? Well, look, I've done what I can to raise money for the January 6th political prisoners. Very few people, even in the right-wing media sphere, will speak for them. Most of the ones who speak for them now only speak for them on behalf of the Trump campaign. Before Trump's campaign ramped up, hardly anybody spoke about them at all. Julie Kelly has been reporting on what's happening to these people from the very beginning. We've been having her on and talking about it, and I just think it's so criminal, not just what's happening to these people, how little the right cares. I know the communists are cheering. I know every single time anyone on the right goes to prison, has their life ruined, I know the communists are cheering. But the number of people on the right who genuinely care, it's very low. I'm not talking about with you. I'm talking about people who do radio, TV. Well, you never heard their names. You never heard their January 6th political prisoner stories until Trump announced he was running for re-election. Then, miraculously, everyone acted like they cared. Where were you? Where were you? These people have committed suicide. They've had their lives destroyed over virtually nothing. Most of them, the vast majority of them, did nothing. Hardly anything. If anything, it was a little misdemeanor. And they've just had their lives wrecked, just like a third world country. Only, it's here. Why don't people care? I don't know. All right. Speaking of trust in our institutions and the lack thereof, hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you you can download a podcast of the show. They podcast the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. So back to what we were talking about trust in institutions. Look, we don't trust our institutions, critically important institutions. And right now, again, I want to stress we're in the fun phase of this. I'm never masking again. I don't care what they say. That's the fun phase. The bad phase is in the future. And they earned all the distrust. Right here, FDA refuses to provide COVID-19 vaccine safety data to the United States Senator. Ron Johnson, a senator, said, I'm going to need that data. Can I have the data? FDA said, no, actually, we're going to keep that hidden. It's not just that our institutions, they've lost all of our trust. None of them are even a little interested in gaining any of it back. They're all doing things every single day to try to make the problem worse. And what's going to happen is a serious situation is going to come, and that lack of trust is going to be devastating for society. Look, here's another one. Americans are losing faith in the value of college. Whose fault is that? Well, hang on. Let me break it down for you. The colleges. It's the fault of the colleges. You cannot fill up your administrations full of committed communists. Many of them are communist terrorists. If you'd like to know the names and locations of the communist terrorists who are still drawing a paycheck today in America's university system, I have a whole chapter on that in the Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com, Chris. But you filled up your administrations with communist terrorists, and then you hired communists to be professors, and eventually campuses ceased being places where kids could go and learn, and you would leave there with a higher level of skill than when you entered, uniquely prepared to enter into the more white-collar workforce. Now you're just graduating a bunch of idiot commies who know how to regurgitate commie talking points, and companies who are still interested in the bottom line are not interested in that. Not at all. Now when they look at your Harvard on your resume, they think, man, I'm not really sure. What if this person's an idiot? Because there are a lot of them. In fact, you could probably argue that's most of them at this point in time. Let's get to some emails. Dear Baldwin Kelly, I keep seeing and hearing people say, I'm sure Trump learned his lesson about signing all the crappy bills or hiring awful people or even COVID. Why do people think he must have learned his lesson when he keeps doubling down on all COVID things and hiring awful people? This lady is clearly not a Trump fan. Why do I think people keep doubling down? Well, Trump is an interesting figure, an extremely interesting figure. And there are always people like this. Now, they're rare, but these people like this come along. And what they are is they're so different from the norm that they just stick out like a sore thumb. They're so different from what we're used to. Trump comes along. He speaks like politicians don't speak. He's very rude. He's not afraid to misspell words on social media. He'll call somebody horseface. He's completely a wild card. Most politicians, most of them, they speak like this. They speak in just these vague, useless terms.
Wall Street Journal had a poll showing two.
You know, I don't even need to do Dome. That would be too easy. Here's Mitch McConnell. Listen to this.
What a doctor said is the precise medical reason for those two freeze-ups.
What Dr. Monahan's report addressed was concerns people might have that some things that happened to me did happen. They didn't. And it's really, I have nothing to add to that. I think you pretty well covered the subject.
Do you have any plans?
What does that mean? Hey, what did the doctor tell you? Why'd you keep freezing up a couple times? Well, what the doctor said was that the people had some concerns about what happened, but they shouldn't have had the concerns about what happened because that thing didn't happen. Wait, what? That didn't answer anything. So that's how politicians normally speak. You ask Donald Trump, hey, Trump, are you a big fan of the new anchor on Monday Night Football? He'll say, no, I think he's ugly and his kids are stupid. No one's ever heard of anything like that before. Well, in any field, no matter what the field is, politics, sport, it doesn't matter what the field is. When you have somebody who looks and sounds so different than the norm, you're going to get a figure who is uniquely polarizing. So what's happened is you either hate Donald Trump, you hate him with the fire of 1,000 suns, it's about half my audience, or you love Donald Trump. You love him, and there's nothing anyone can ever show you or tell you that will make you sway from that love for Donald Trump. That's the other half of the audience. It's wild. Like, we laugh about it. Not that we're laughing at anybody. How different the emails are when they come in. It's, how can you trust this stupid idiot Antichrist who's a bumbling buffoon and never learned anything and he locked down the country? I'd rather die than vote for Trump again. And the next email will be, how could you even consider anyone but the Greek god Trump, who's the only chance we have to... And the next one's the opposite. It's because he's such a striking figure in the world of politics. What happened was he created this cult following, but also a cult unfollowing, and that's definitely not the word I want to use there, but I don't know the word I'm looking for. He has a unique number of passionate people who believe he is the solution to our problems. but he also has a unique number of people who think he is the Antichrist. So why do people, she was mad, this lady who wrote this in was mad, you know, why aren't they mad about the COVID lockdowns and stuff like that? Well, if you're on the pro-Trump side of that, like I've mentioned before, when you fall in love, love gives you blinders. And hate gives you blinders too. Look, the Trump haters have have the same blinders the Trump lovers have. When you fall in love with politicians or you fall in hate with them, you automatically have blinders on yourself. You cannot see clearly. And again, back to the emails I get on this every day. The people who hate Trump come off to me oftentimes as hating him unreasonably. And while they'll make excellent points, I have problems with things Trump did. They blame him for everything. It's too hot today. It's Trump's fault. Trump's everything. Trump, everything. Trump sucks. And vice versa. The people who uniquely love him, that's all they can see. They just love him so much. And it's Trump or bust. And it's only Trump. And if it's not Trump, then the world ends. And as somebody who just doesn't ever feel that way about politicians, I kind of hate all of them, to be honest with you. As somebody who doesn't feel that way, it's just fascinating to watch. But it's a very human thing. If that's you right now and you're sitting there and you're saying, yeah, I love Trump, or no, he sucks, you should know that's a human thing. We pick somebody, and for whatever reason, their actions, what they say, whether they remind us of a good memory, a bad memory, we will decide pretty early on. Humans will decide early on whether they like or dislike somebody. And once you decide, I like this person a lot, you'll find yourself doing this thing where everything they do reinforces your like for them. Yeah, I knew I loved that guy. Or if you dislike them, everything they do reinforces your dislike for them. Gosh, did you see how that guy chewed? I knew I hated him. It's the way human beings work, man. You know what's disappointing? I only have myself to blame for this, but there's something that's very disappointing. Sorry, I'm changing the subject.
But my focus is just stay focused.
The rebels, society's rebels from when you were a kid. Who were society's famous rebels when you were a kid? There were a bunch from when I was a kid, you know, in various fields, but a couple rebels from when I was a kid. They're the guys saying things you're not allowed to say. Always a little too wild, doing things like that. Two of the biggest ones from when I was a kid were Eminem and Howard Stern. Now, I was never a huge fan of either of them, to be totally honest, just not my cup of tea, but they were the rebels, the guys, the bad boys, right? You know what's sad as you get older? Realizing that the, quote, rebels from when you were a kid are all just a bunch of system-serving losers, and they were never rebels to begin with. Eminem can't lick enough system boots. And I got this Howard Stern today. He keeps getting in fights with his wife because of his deep fear of COVID. They keep getting in fights because he still can't shake a fear of COVID. He used to be the radio bad boy. Now he hides with a mask in his face, shouting at his wife that she's not social distancing. Gosh, that's sad, right? All right. Get the headlines I didn't get to. Don't forget to email me your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't forget to give your dog some Rough Greens. Your dog needs nutrition because your dog is a living thing, just like you're a living thing. You need nutrition too. I know you, just like me, would like to exist on Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and McDonald's Hash Browns, but sadly, our bodies need vitamins, minerals, probiotics because we're living things. Your dog does too. Our dogs are dying too early because we never give them nutrition. You understand that you're going to see a difference probably in your dog? My dog Fred doesn't even have digestive problems anymore thanks to Rough Greens. He used to have it after every meal. Now, never again. Roughgreens.com/Jesse is where you get a free jumpstart trial bag. All you pay for is the shipping. Natural herbal supplement you pour on your dog's food. Or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. We have one more segment left. Headlines I didn't get to, then we're checking out of here until, well, tomorrow. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are on the final segment. The final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Just on a Thursday. I'm kidding. We're going to be back tomorrow. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about anything. We're going to be back to do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. That means all 3 hours dedicated to you. whatever questions you email in to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Senator Josh Hawley, not exactly giving old Mitch McConnell a vote of confidence out here.
I don't think you can have it both ways. I mean, if you're concerned about the president's ability to do his job, and I am, and a lot of Republicans say they are, then you've got to be concerned when it's somebody from your own party, right? I mean, it can't be sauce for the goose, but not for the gander. Is he able to do the job? I mean, he's going to have to.
Rest assured, these are not small comments. These comments are being heard in the McConnell office. This is very much a shot across the bow between Hawley and McConnell, not the first one they've had. There's tension there, a lot of tension there. And the reason I bring this up is, I realize this is just one of a million different fights going on right now, but the choice of who leads Republicans in the Senate when Mitch McConnell retires, when his term's up, that choice is going to be a huge choice for us. When Mitch McConnell goes, if we end up with John Thune or John Cornyn, then we have gained nothing by losing Mitch McConnell. We might as well have kept Mitch McConnell. If we can switch it, get one of these upstarts in there, maybe we can start actually accomplishing some things that matter in the Senate. Let's get J.D. Vance up there.
Mandatory masking was a failure. It had costs for very little benefits, and we shouldn't repeat it. Mr. President, as of in legislative session, I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of S-2738, the Freedom to Breathe Act, which is at desk, and the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate.
Is there objection?
Reserving the right to object.
Yeah, whatever. We're not going to listen to your stupid right to object. You know what I'm going to listen to? I'm going to listen to everybody in my life who has the common sense to go out and get a six-piece towel set from MyPillow when they're 50% off. Those are the people in my life who have the wisdom I want to listen to. Do I want to listen to these people who dry off with Chinese towels? Towels that are made in China? I want USA cotton on my skin when I slink out of the shower. MyPillow has the greatest towel set ever. Two bath, two hand, two washcloths. They're normally $79.98. Right now, they're $39.99. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on that big radio listener special square at the top, and use the promo code Jesse. All right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or just give them a call, 800-845-0544.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
You know, I almost forgot. I don't use washcloths. Look, I don't use them, and we asked about this last week. What, Chris? We asked about them last week, but the MyPillow towel is so soft. I'm considering trying the washcloth, but I can't risk the wife finding me with the washcloth. It is USA cotton. It's calling out to me. Anyway, look, maybe I'll talk to MyPillow and see if they'll make me an extra small one I can conceal somewhere or something like that. Anyway.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Almost all major businesses use software to track workers' keystrokes. A reminder to you that this new computerized economy, work-from-home economy, is going to come with some consequences. A lot of my friends who work from home have been complaining to me over the last year or two about their companies forcing them to install this software, even on personal computers at home. No, we're going to track this. We're going to track that. It ain't all it's cracked up to be. You know, nobody tracks me when I'm at the office, which is probably a good thing. By the way, I have my knife strapped to the back of my belt in case anything happens here. What, Chris? What, Michael? We are so weaponized here in the office. Rolling Stones announced new album for original music, the first in 18 years. It's going to suck, isn't it? And I love the Stones. I like the Rolling Stones. It's going to suck. What, Chris? It'll probably be. You know, there's a good point in this. I'm not a musician, so maybe I'm not the one who knows. Maybe they've just been doing music for so long now. Maybe they can all get in a room in an hour, have a decent song that'll have you bobbing your head. Okay, whatever. Study raises revolving door concerns for government appointees. I know you're going to find this shocking, but the people who, quote, work for us in the federal government, they go right from working for us to making gigantic amounts of money in the private sector in the exact same field where they just worked for us? Remember that guy on in the FDA who got caught on camera admitting that they just really just get bribed to hire people who will approve whatever the pharmaceutical companies and food companies want? What a crooked system. Senator Barrasso moves to block Biden's latest Second Amendment attack. Joe Biden's been doing a lot on Second Amendment stuff recently. You don't need this. You don't need that. You don't need an assault gun. Assault gun, he called it. I'm not making that up. Just understand what's happening there, what you're seeing. Joe Biden's going to be doing a lot of that stuff now. That is to energize Democrats and get his far left wing more behind him. Joe Biden is feeling a lot of heat from all sides right now. Joe Biden needs to shore up Democrat support right now to try to avoid getting pushed out. So he's going to end up trying and doing many crazy left-wing things to try to keep that left wing in his back pocket. 2 in 3 Democratic aligned voters now say Biden should not be the nominee. That actually made the point that I just made. I didn't do that on purpose. Gosh, that was really well done. Eric Adams says migrant influx will destroy New York City. It just really is something that the entire southern border has been going through this stuff for ages. And now that New York City's going through it, now it gets national news. Yes, your border should be secure. People who come here illegally, men, women, and children, should be turned away at the border and not allowed inside of your country, let alone to New York City or anywhere else. Trump notifies judge he may try to move Georgia case to the federal court. Well, look, Trump is going to try to get his case moved out of all the places where these cases are, because these cases are in bad places for him. That's the smart move, no question about it. They're never going to let him out, but we'll see. It's the smart move. He has to try. The smart move for you is to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Email your questions. Ask me anything. They don't have to be political. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours tomorrow are going to be about you. Are you ready for it? I'm ready for it. All right. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.